Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, despite the news of the weather, as we get another nor'easter in our listening area, something has gone viral. And we're talking about a video of police in the Albany County town of Coeymans and how they handled a rabid raccoon.
Well, this has to do with a viral video, as you say, of the Coeymans Police Department. Coeymans is a village in southern Albany County, who used two patrol cars to run down and kill a potentially rabid raccoon at a shopping plaza Monday. The incident has sparked outrage and is resulting in a state investigation. The very graphic video shows two police cars, one marked sports utility vehicle and the other an unmarked sedan, purposefully trying to strike the raccoon as it attempts to flee. The State Department of Environmental Conservation is investigating the incident. Todd Kramer, president of the CEO of Mohawk Hudson Humane Society, says they're cooperating in the investigation. They are appalled by this incident. Kramer said that the animal protection organization that he heads will investigate the matter and ensure it doesn't happen again. Coeymans police defend their actions in a statement on Facebook shortly after a resident posted two videos of the incident on the social media platform around 2 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. The graphic videos have already had more than 1.7 million views on Facebook, and it's growing. The animal was not in an area that was safe to discharge a firearm due to the proximity of pedestrians and residents, according to the police statement made online. The agency said its officers killed the raccoon as quickly and humanely as possible. Brianna Catucci, the Facebook user who posted the videos, wrote online that she was leaving the grocery store when she saw the officers charging the raccoon in the parking lot with their cars. It took about 15 minutes for the animal to die. She was appalled.
Well, another appalling story, I'm afraid, this morning, and that has to do with the murder sentence of Johnny Oquendo.
Yeah, this is a very troubling case. Oquendo had been charged with killing his stepdaughter, stuffing it into a suitcase, and throwing the body into the Hudson River. Well, he was sentenced yesterday in Troy before State Supreme Court Justice Andrew Sirica, who certainly didn't agree with Oquendo, who stood up to defend himself and deny that he was guilty of the killing. It was a very brief deliberation when he was on trial recently for this horrid murder. The jury delivered the verdict within a couple of hours, but Oquendo just insisted that he wasn't being represented properly, and he stood up defiantly in court yesterday before he was taken away to serve 27 years to life for the 2015 murder of Noelle Arcalama, his stepdaughter.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. For more, head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. We've also put a link on WAMC.org to the video of the raccoon. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, David.